don't pretend. If you don't respect them, you know, you don't respect them. That don't mean that you take out on them the fact that you want to call them by a different name. Respect works both ways. So start by remembering their name. By if they remind you of somebody that has a similar name, remember that person and try to associate them with the person that you remember. And then when you come up to them, it'll take you a second, but then you'll start to remember their name. And even if they don't give you respect, you never know who else is watching. And people can look at you and they'll say, you know what, Mia, that guy was a jerk to Mia, but Mia stayed professional. Remember, we say you're 6 times more likely to do business with somebody you like. Become likable. You never know who's watching. That person may be a jerk. They may be a jerk to everybody. But how you handle it is going to make a difference on whether people will want to do business with you.
And keep in mind, the Black Swan method was, its genesis is from hostage negotiations. And hostage negotiations, we didn't like or respect most of the people that we talked to. And that went into our jobs as well. There was a lot of people that I had to speak to that I did not like, I would never agree with, whether they be sex offenders or hostage takers or whatever. But the fact is, listening alone is very powerful, because demonstrating tactical empathy does not require that you agree with the person or that you even like them. It's you managing yourself, which is really the only thing you can manage. The only thing you really have control over is your own emotions and responses. And that's how, you don't have to respect the person, but when you demonstrate tactical empathy, they're going to feel respected. They're going to feel there's going to be something about you that they kind of like, and that's going to open them up to reciprocity, to start treating you better. So you have to do the work, but it will pay you back dividends. And a lot of people don't launch into a Black Swan lifestyle just to make money, though it will, even in your day-to-day as a consumer or as a, you know, on your job, it'll make you money. But the best place to practice it is with people close to you, with, you know, in the low stakes conversations at the store and things like that. So I think Mia froze, but I hope that answers your question.
We had another question. And this was, when and how do you listen for a paraphrase or summary? And if this is different from listening to Mirror, listening to Label?
The reality is, when to listen is when you're in a conversation. You should, 75 to 80% of the conversation should be about the other side. And that means you're listening. You're not listening differently for a summary or a label or a mirror. Those techniques, again, are how you listen, not what you're listening for. When Troy talked earlier about doing summaries to practicing listening better, that you're going to find that you'll be able to pick stuff out to label. You'll be able to pick stuff out to mirror, stuff that you're curious about, with some ease as you get into this lifestyle. But summaries, if you're going to do a good summary, and you should, you're going to have to really dedicate yourself to listening to the responses to your labels, to the responses to your mirrors, so that you can put it all together at the end, or before an ask, or before an assertion, and launch that summary for them, a successful, accurate summary. So you're not listening differently. It's just you're listening. Each skill is going to require that you listen well, but the summary is going to be you're listening well to do the other things and what the responses are to the other things.
Yeah, you listen well for everything. Mm-hmm. And you're giving that person your undivided attention in the moment. And when you do that, people can tell. And they'll feel like, man, this person is such a great listener. And they'll want to come to you. They'll tell you things that they normally wouldn't tell people. It's not about the label. It's not about a paraphrase. You use those things. Those are all tools. You just use all those, use those things when you feel like they're appropriate for you. Everything's not a black swan skill. Have a conversation. Let the person know that you're dialed in, you're paying attention. When you realize that you're dialed in and paying attention, it's even going to excite you that you've gotten better at it. You're going to stop being a clock watcher as much. You're going to start focusing on what they're saying. You're going to focus on what they're not saying. And then you're going to get down and start realizing that your labels are going to be more substantive. They're not going to be surface labels. They're going to be the deep dives. And you're going to start finding yourself being able to do all of these things, and it's going to start to get easier to you. And that's because you're listening at that next level. You're not being judgmental. You're staying curious.